Hello and welcome to this week's lesson. What we're going to talk about this week is a technique you can use to help eliminate bad habits. Now, if you think about bad habits you have in your life, the thing to understand is that every time you think about them, you think about them in a certain context, all right? And you think about them from a similar perspective. So, whatever bad habit you have, usually you're going to think about it from your point of view. So, say you sit on the sofa and eat chips, you know, on weekend nights, okay? What ends up happening is every time you think about that behavior, you imagine yourself inside your body, kind of reaching out, eating chips, okay? And what this technique does is it shifts our perspective so that we're able to see it from a different angle. And just doing that alone can sometimes change the way that we feel about that behavior. And that's ultimately the goal of what we're looking to do. Because oftentimes people have bad habits, and because they never change the way that they feel about the habit, right? So for example, maybe, you know, you eat chips on the sofa and it's enjoyable. And the only thing you're saying is, I'm going to stop doing that. But you never deal with the core level, the core connection of pleasure. And so again, shifting your perception, shifting your perspective on a habit, on a behavior, can be very effective in changing up the associations you have with it. Okay, so this is very, very simple technique to use. It relies mostly on visualization in your mind. You're going to imagine yourself visually doing a bad habit, but from a different perspective. So think to yourself right now, what's a habit that you would like to change? And again, you can do this for anything. It's always helpful because it's going to give you some more information, and oftentimes it'll completely wipe out a habit. So think about a habit, a bad habit you have that you would like to have more control over, okay? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to notice that there's a context to it, right? There's a location that you do this habit. There's probably a time of day, a time of week, right? There's usually people, certain people that'll be around, or there'll be no one around, okay? But there are details that usually happen around the same time as this habit goes on, okay? So you want to create the details in your mind. Get very clear on what's happening, right? Who's there? What time of day is it? What day of the week is it? Right? What's the situation? And maybe you finished work for the week, or maybe you're about to start work for the week tomorrow. All these little details of usually what goes with the habit you want to notice. Now what you want to do is you want to see yourself and imagine yourself in that situation doing the habit. And we'll say it's eating something that you shouldn't be eating or you don't want to be eating. And I want you to imagine yourself eating that. I want you to notice that the first person perspective is you within yourself. So it's kind of like seeing the spoon come up to your mouth, feeling the ice cream on your tongue, okay? That's what we call associated. You're very associated to that experience. Now what we're looking to do is to disassociate from that experience, disassociate from your body, and to see yourself from a different perspective. So I want you to imagine that you kind of float out of your body as you're doing this bad habit. And I want you to imagine yourself floating out of your body so that you're just off to the left, but looking at yourself, okay? And so this works best when your eyes are closed, by the way. So imagine that you are looking at yourself doing this bad habit, okay? See yourself doing it. And just watch yourself. Watch yourself doing this bad habit. Notice the way that you're sitting. Notice the way that you look. Notice the way that your face is. If you're watching TV while you're eating, watch if you look zoned out, right? Look how mindless it may look. Notice the repetition in the rhythmic nature of your eating, right? It's a food trance. Do you move in a very rhythmic pattern? Okay, notice and watch yourself. Imagine watching yourself eating this food and look at yourself, okay? Now, when you do this, this can be very powerful because you're getting a different perspective on it. And it causes you, by nature, by definition, it's causing you to think about that habit, a bad habit, differently. And that's always a good thing, right? Because that's what you're looking to do anyways. You want to think about that bad habit differently. Ideally, you want to think about it so that it either disgusts you or you're indifferent to it or whatever, to take the power away from that habit so that you can stop yourself from doing it, okay? And this is just one more way to do it. Some other, you know, kind of versions of this technique, you can imagine that, you know, and again, I'm using it on the sofa or whatever, but again, it can be applied to any behavior anywhere. You can just imagine changing your perspective from anywhere in the room and try that, because different people, if you go to the right side, if you take five steps back and look at yourself from that angle, it'll have a different impact on you. Don't know why, it just seems to be that way. So try different angles looking at yourself while you're doing that bad habit. You can imagine sitting there while you're eating and imagine there's a big mirror right in front of you. Okay, and again, you can just watch yourself doing this behavior. But again, another part of what this does, by the way, is it kind of eliminates the denial, right? It gets rid of the denial of what our behavior is. If we're always first person, sometimes we don't get a full story of what we're doing. And this helps fill in some of the blanks. And those blanks can oftentimes be very, very powerful, all right? So play with this. This is meant to be, it's not a judgment. You know, you may have very, very strong feelings. Okay, this has worked for me a number of times to help me eliminate certain behaviors, certain eating behaviors I had that I wasn't able to stop them because I was kind of caught up in how pleasurable it tasted. And when I did this perception thing and I noticed and I saw how I felt about eating that way, and it was kind of secretive, and it was just the whole habit was just, when I saw from a different angle, it was kind of gross. That's what I felt, okay? I didn't feel gross about every time I've done this, but certain times I've done it, it's been very, very powerful, and it's just literally instantly wiped out whole behaviors, okay? So it can be a very, very powerful technique to use. So when you're struggling with something, again, just change your perspective and imagine seeing yourself consuming that food or doing the behavior, and watch yourself from a different angle. And just kind of notice and watch and see how it feels, right? See how you think about it, how you feel about it when you watch it from that new angle. Okay, and again, it's not about, there's no right or wrong here. It's just kind of playing around with it and seeing, you know, what comes up in your mind and your body and the way that you perceive it. Okay, so play with this and use this. Please take the time to use this. This is a very, very effective technique. Okay, and you don't have to be a master visualizer. If you can't clearly picture something in your mind, it's okay. You can imagine yourself as if you were watching someone do this behavior, and you can imagine what it must feel like to be that person. So again, the bigger step here is that we're disassociating from ourselves and getting a different perspective on it. And so that can be visual, kinesthetic, a little bit auditory, because you may be saying to yourself, oh man, that's kind of gross, right? That's what I did to myself. When I imagined myself watching this behavior from a different angle, you know, I kind of imagine seeing it, and I remember saying to myself, oh, I don't want to be that way. You know, that doesn't feel good. And I was saying these things to myself. So again, there's a visual, auditory, and kinesthetic component to it. The kinesthetics being, oh man, it's gross. You know, I don't like the way I look there. Right? And then just kind of tapping into those feelings. So practice this, and I'll talk to you next week.